You're tuned into Apex Express on KPFA. I'm Tara Darabji. Yesterday marked the four-year anniversary of the Fukushima disaster, which caused the meltdown of nuclear reactors. We're going to Fukushima right now to hear about the continued contamination and cover-up. We have with us on the line Eileen Miyoko-Smith. She's the Executive Director of Green Action Japan. Eileen, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with us.
Well, thank you for interviewing me. I'm here in Fukushima right now with Fukushima citizens. I'm sharing with people from various places in the world, places where Japan is trying to export nuclear power to, like Turkey and Jordan, Bangladesh, and they're hearing how terrible and difficult life is here now that the accident has happened.
And tell us about the most recent leak and cover-up.
Yes, we had a meeting with the national government yesterday about these leaks and cover-ups. First of all, I want to let you know that, the Fukushima accident is very much ongoing. The reactors are leaking. We still don't know where all the molten fuel is. There's 400 tons of water being inserted into the reactors to cool the remaining fuel to not have it, get something bad happen to it. So, that's being put in, and then there's groundwater ending the site. So there's 800 tons of water every day contaminated that's being created. 400 is cesium taken out, put back into the reactors to continue to cool the fuel. But every day we have 400 tons of contaminated water being created because that's the other 400 of the 800. There are tanks lined up all over at the site, 500,000 tons of contaminated water in tanks, which do leak. The most recent situation is that there are trenches, the K trench, the C trench, and they're radioactive, and the levels had gone up in the K trench. And the government had told Tokyo Electric to clean it up, to monitor, et cetera, et cetera. Just learned that there had been contaminated, the water had been going in. It was contaminated. It wasn't solved. They had been monitoring it, but TEPCO did not give that monitoring information to the government. The government didn't ask, and it all came out in the open in February. So we're trying to address it. Neither the government nor TEPCO admitted that they had covered it up. TEPCO just said we couldn't figure out why the figures wouldn't come down, and we're just continuing to trying to figure out why. And that's why we didn't give the data to the government. And the government is saying we met with them about the concern and trying to clean up and everything, but we never asked for figures. So, that sounds really like they're covering it up. Anyway, one other thing that's really important is we're trying to prevent another Fukushima or a disaster that's worse than that, this is what happened. But right now, the restarts, the government is trying to restart reactors. And there are four reactors that have had initial approval, and we're trying to prevent that. And it's very much related to these radioactive leaks in Fukushima, because the way the new regulations are to quote-unquote prevent contamination into the ocean for these new reactors that are the restart that we're trying to stop is a silt fence. That's the only thing that is happening at Fukushima Daiichi right now. It's a fence. And experts have pointed out, hey, radioactive nuclides are a lot smaller than the mesh of the fence. Mm. But that's the only way to prevent radioactive water from going out into the ocean again in the event of another serious accident in a different site. And so right now, today, as I'm in Fukushima, the others of us are in Takahama town, where the new, the approval for restarting nuclear power in Japan is about to happen. And we're trying to prevent that, because the regulation here right now is not learned the lessons of Fukushima.
And Eileen Miyoko-Smith, if people want to stay connected, stay informed, and stay involved, how can they follow your work and all the work that people are doing in Fukushima and in Japan to prevent more Fukushimas?
Okay, real important. Well, first, our site, we're Green Action Japan. All you have to type in is Green Action Japan. And there is some information in English. But another very important booklet that has just come out is the 10 Lessons from Fukushima. Just type in 10 Lessons from Fukushima and the organization Peace Boat, and you will see that. It's a booklet that's been translated in many languages. It talks about what has happened here and the lessons to be learned. I think that to be vocal, it really helps to get international pressure. We're trying to save the Kyoto Heritage, World Heritage Cultural Sites. It's very near the reactors, about to restart. A voice from all Kyoto lovers will really be helpful for us here.
All right. Well, that is Green Action Japan. Thank you so much for joining us from Fukushima, Eileen Miyoko-Smith.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back after a short music break.